From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Cindy Hoy from Cornstalk Theater. Their 60th summer season begins with a production of The Music Man, which opens May 31st. Cindy, so good to see you again.
Thank you.
Now, obviously, 60 years is always a milestone. So as you were putting this season together, were you deliberately looking to do something a little bigger this year, something a little unusual just to mark the occasion?
Well, the short, easy answer is yes. But selecting a season is a complex process. Not only are you looking for shows that the patrons want to come see, you're looking for shows that actors want to be in and directors want to direct. So it's more complex than just going for a big season. We did deliberately decide to do four musicals and a comedy. The comedy was the first show selected because at the onset, we decided that we were going to take advantage of the fact that Steve Vinovich, who is a native Peorian and who is now working as a professional actor in Hollywood and New York and all over the place, would be home for his reunion at Spalding Institute that month. And he had always wanted to do something at Cornstalk. So he will be playing the lead role of Charlie Baker in The Foreigner this summer. So we're all very excited about that. Then afterwards, everything seemed to fall into place. We wanted to do The Music Man again, sort of as a tribute to our 60th anniversary, but also just because it's a great show and everyone wants to see it. We wanted to do Anything Goes because we wanted a big dance musical in the season, and that fills that bill, along with the wonderful Cole Porter music that's involved in that show. We had such a great run with Hairspray last year, and we had so much interest expressed by members of the cast in Hairspray in coming back to Cornstalk that we decided to take advantage of that and do The Wiz this year, since we've never done The Wiz. And we had a director all set up, Brian Blanks, who's wanted to do the show for years. And then this one is for the actors and the director. This one is Company by Stephen Sondheim, and it is, I think, just about every actor's favorite musical. They just love it. It's a sophisticated story about New York with wonderfully complex Sondheim music, and it was just all kind of fell into place for us.
To me, the Cornstalk Theater tent, it's so American, so Charles Curl on the road. What is it that people love about the tent, and what's their reaction to it when they come to it each season?
Well, I think you put your finger on it. It's unique. It's wonderfully unique in an all-American kind of way. Theater outdoors, under a tent, it kind of reminds everybody of a certain age of that summer when the circus came to town and set up the tent and everybody came to see it. And Bradley Park is beautiful. The Park District needs to be commended more than we commend them on how beautiful that setting is and how well they keep it up. We also have a dedicated core of volunteers that work on our gardens and make the landscaping beautiful. So it's just a charming place. And as I am fond of saying frequently, when the weather's right and there's a nice breeze and it's not raining, there is no place prettier than Bradley Park. It's just a beautiful, beautiful experience.
You had talked earlier about the production of The Foreigner with Steve Vinovich. Mm-hmm. And in conjunction with his appearance in that production, he's also teaching some acting masterclasses.
He is. On Saturday the 22nd and Saturday the 29th in the month of June, Steve will be teaching acting masterclasses to young people between the ages of 16 and 25. Anyone out there is interested, please get in touch with Cornstalk Theater because we'd like to get you registered for those classes. There's no charge to participate. You just must be a member of Cornstalk Theater. And before you take a pause and think, oh, I can't do it then, membership is really easy. It costs you $10, and that's pretty much it. So we'd love you to become a member of Cornstalk Theater and join in with the masterclasses.
And earlier this month, you also had a Saturday morning sort of introduction course for lighting design.
We did.
And is this part of a direction that the theater's trying to move beyond just staging productions? You're also trying to do classes and education to help people develop their skills.
Right. Actually, it's an area we're trying to move back to. Back in the late 70s, early 80s, we had any number of classes going on at Cornstalk with our Winter Playhouse. It was part of the reason we developed the Winter Playhouse at that time, was to be able to teach classes as well. And we're trying to get back to that. And we're also trying to let young people know who may not be interested in going on stage that there's a lot of other outlets for their talent. talent at Cornstalk. Lighting and sound are wonderfully high tech now, and if you are into computers or technology at all, or you just like to make loud noises, those are great areas to express an interest in, and we will put you to work. There's no question about that. If you are interested in working at Cornstalk, you can work. There's no question.
You mentioned artist Steve Vinovich coming in for a class reunion, but how did you recruit him to be a part of your series?
Well, that's just kind of a nice story, too. Doug Day, who is a member of our board of directors and who was once an instructor and professor at Illinois Central College and is now retired, actually roomed with Steve in New York when they went to the American Academy together, and they've been friends for years. Steve has come back to ICC to do master classes there as well, and with that connection with Doug, we were able to hook up with Steve and bring him back to do the show.
One production I'm kind of looking forward to is one that you mentioned earlier, and that's The Wiz. And you were saying that this is a production that Cornstalk has never done before.
Correct.
And that it was motivated in part by a cast of a previous production.
Right.
It's the kind of show that I think has an appeal to a younger generation of performers. Is that also an important part, that even as you're celebrating the past of the theater, you're also nourishing that next generation of performers and directors?
That's correct. One of the most vital divisions of Cornstalk right now is the Cornstalk for Kids program. We just did a production of The Little Mermaid Junior that sold out and then sold out again. We kept adding performances. It was just a wonderful production, not only because the parents and grandparents were coming to see it, but it was a quality production, and we had people begging for tickets for that particular show. Young people don't have the outlet in the educational system for theater that they used to. And so Cornstalk has tried to step up and provide that for them. We don't have enough resources to do all of it right now, but we do two shows a year. We also run a three-day summer camp. And again, listeners out there, if you're interested in signing your child up for that camp, it runs the last week in July. And we are taking registrations right now online. So go to our website, www.cornstalktheater.com, and you can sign up right there.
Tell us a little bit about your history with Cornstalk Theater, and will we see you in any shows this summer?
Yeah, I have a long and checkered history with Cornstalk Theater. I did my first production at Cornstalk in 1976. I was right out of college, and I was working at a fabric store, and a woman came in with costume renderings and set them on the table, and I went, "Those are costume renderings." And she said, "You know the correct term." I said, "Yeah, I used to do that." And I was wondering, would they maybe let me do a costume at Cornstalk? And she said, "I think they might let you do that." And I did costumes for two shows that summer, and then kind of went away for a while and came back in 79 and was on stage for the first time in a production called Vanities that was directed by Don Marine. From then on, I did some shows. I directed some shows. I costumed some shows. Got married. Had a baby. Went to ICC, where I was in charge of the costume shop there for a while. And then the theater manager position opened in 2000, and I applied for that and got the job. And since 2000, I've been theater manager at Cornstalk Theater. And yes, I will be on stage this summer in a production of The Foreigner. I will be playing opposite Steve Vinovich in the show, and I'm really, really excited. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Good for you, because we don't want you to stay away.
Obviously, you haven't been associated with Cornstalk for all of its 60 years, because for
right.
the record, you're far, far too young to have that kind of history with Cornstalk. But as you think over the time that you have been associated with the theater, what are some of the changes that you've noticed over the years that, you know, that you're very excited about? What's your sense of how the theater has grown and what's changed about it?
I think the thing I'm most excited about, I mean, there are a lot of changes. Some of them are daunting and really challenging, not the least of which is that the era of the season ticket is starting to fade. Fewer and fewer people are interested in buying an entire season and are more interested in picking and choosing shows. And that becomes nerve-wracking in the management situation, because you like to have that cushion of season tickets there. And it becomes more and more problematic as years go by. The most exciting thing is that what we used to call the adjunct area of the theater, the Winter Playhouse, has grown and grown and grown, and is becoming a much more vital part of the theater than it's ever been in the past. This last season, we had such an exciting season. Full houses almost every night. for just a wide range of very exciting shows, from the Laramie Project to the musical about mental illness, Next to Normal, to the lovely production about Mark Rothko called Red, to the punk rock delight that was Hedwig and the Angry Inch, to that timely Frost Nixon. It was an exciting year, and we are looking forward to a more exciting year this coming fall. So it's just been very gratifying to see that particular area of the theater grow.
I saw online on your website that you're looking for comments, thoughts, and stories about The Tent. Is it too late, and can people send their stories?
Please do. Please go online and send us anything you'd like to say about Cornstalk Theater. And really, we would like your reviews. If they're not wonderful things to say, we still want to hear them, because that's the only way we're going to be able to improve, is to listen to negative comments as well.
We've been talking with Cindy Hoy about Cornstalk Theater's 60th season. It gets underway next weekend with a production of The Music Man. Cindy, thank you for being with us,
and
happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Nathan, Four Points by Sheridan in downtown Peoria presents the World Championship Old-Time Piano Playing Contest and Festival tomorrow and Sunday. These are all-day affairs where you'll hear some of the best ragtime piano players, not just in the area, not just in the U.S. of A., but in the entire world.
And last week, Suzette, we were talking about the Morton Civic Chorus and their spring concert, Encore 2013. If you haven't had a chance to see that, performances continue tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday at the Hartman Theater at Bradley University.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit us on the web, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.